you go.
We thought there'd be a countdown. There wasn't a countdown, really. Welcome to That Superhero Thing. We're talking Marvel, DC, and all things super. This week, we are talking Fantastic Four casting news.
Yeah.
Again, as always, we are talking a huge Steve Rogers rumor. Yeah. And we are talking the X-Men 97 season finale.
Amazing.
Bit of a different intro.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this normally on the podcast, you won't know any difference apart from the fact the intro is different. But we are currently live on YouTube.
We are.
I don't know why we picked this. It was my idea.
It was.
It seems like a bad idea now because I'm just sitting here like panicking now, trying not to look at the comments as they keep flashing up the screen. We'll just completely ignore them for now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now you can listen to the podcast. You can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on your telly. Don't watch us on the toilet. It's weird. I don't like the thought of people watching me on the toilet. If one of you people commenting now on the toilet, turn it off, come back.
Worse?
Come back in 5 minutes.
What's worse is all I could think was from friends. Good job, little buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't watch on the toilet, guys. I don't like it. Also, this is probably the first time a lot of you will have actually seen what we look like. Apologies if you're slightly disappointed.
Probably.
We did one of these years ago.
We did.
And you can figure out why we never did it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this might be the first time we ever do it, and we might never do it again. But yeah, I'm glad. I like this. This is good.
Yeah.
I like the fact that we've got lots of comments. I don't like the fact that there's so many comments. Does that say Jill Gatti?
Yeah, it says Daddy, I'm watching. So it's one of the kids.
Oh, no.
Which is cute.
But I might swear.
I know, I might.
No swearing, Anthony. Okay. You're live on Channel 4. Do not swear. Not Channel 4. Should we talk news anyway?
Yes.
Fantastic forecasting news.
Yeah.
Literally 30 seconds after we stopped recording last week.
We got inundated with so much news.
Loads of them. Yeah. So we've had the legend that is John Malkovich.
Yes.
Has been cast.
Yeah.
We don't know who he is, though.
No.
Who do you think? Pick somebody.
I really... Well...
Or should we do the cast first?
I mean, if we go back to my original suggestion, Galacticus.
Galacticus. Galacticus is already taken, though, unfortunately.
No.
Fortunately, though... I like who we picked for Galactus.
Yeah, yeah.
So Ralph Ineson.
Yes.
You had no idea who it was from the name. I didn't have any idea from the name.
Do you know what? I didn't have any idea from the picture that you sent me. But then when I saw a different picture of him with his glasses on, I was like, I know exactly who that is now.
Yeah.
It was weird. I just didn't.
If you don't know who he is, I mean, it's been a week now, but if you don't know who he is, go on YouTube, Google his name and listen to about 3 seconds of him and you will instantly recognize his name. So you'll know who he is completely.
Yeah.
Not a choice I would have thought of ever.
No.
But what a choice.
I know, right?
It's just absolutely perfect.
It's going to be really interesting.
I don't know whether we're actually going to see him as Galactus. I'm thinking it's just going to be big CG monster. Ralph Ineson's voice.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like it. So we've got Ralph Ineson. We've got John Malkovich. Last week. Go on.
Could John Malkovich be Doom?
Yeah, technically.
Or is he too old?
No, I think he could be Doom.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, why is he too old?
I don't know. I just thought he might have been a bit too old.
I don't know. It depends what, I don't know. Could be any age, fair. Couldn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want a really young Doom like we did with the Fant Four stick.
Yeah.
And just didn't suit. I want like an old grizzled ruler of Latveria. Is that where he's in charge of? I'm sure that's his
country.
So anyway, we'll talk about him in a minute. We've got Jan Malkovich, his wife. John Malkovich. We've got Paul Walter Hauser from Cobra Kai.
Okay,
in a disclosed role, but everybody's thinking he's going to be Mole Man. And then yesterday, we had it announced that Natasha Lyonne has been cast in Fantastic Four as well.
When I say I'm so happy about this.
So am I. This cast is amazing.
I love her so much.
It gives me pure confidence. Not pure confidence. I'm not quite there yet. X-Men's helped.
Do you know what? And I think one of the things that you said to me today was you were worried about her being what character she'll play because she's quite comedic.
Yeah.
But
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Though. No, I don't think it's a bad thing. But actually, in the stuff that I've watched her in, she's had serious parts of the role as well, and she actually plays it phenomenally.
Oh no, I know she
so
can do
I
it.
Don't think that whichever way it goes down it's going to be an issue, because I know that she'll be able to smash whichever
way. No, I don't think
goes.
It's going
to
be an issue, but the reason we were talking about this on the text was because somebody some guy called John, he's got a surname as well, but I can't remember what it was. He used to work for IGN apparently,
right?
So he'd posted that he apparently knows who she's going to be playing,
right?
And he said that you won't believe me if I tell you who it is. So we started thinking, is it going to be somebody like massive? Is it, I think I put, is it going to be Doom?
Yeah.
And I'm okay with them. I'd rather they didn't gender swap the role, but I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. But I don't want them to gender swap it and do it with a highly comedic actress.
Yeah.
It will feel like they're just taking the piss a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I said to you as well, after the whole thing with Silver Surfer, like, I don't think that they'll gender swap another character.
I don't think they will.
I think the backlash from that one was enough that if they did it again, I think people would just switch off. I don't personally think it's a bad thing, because if you do what you want to do, but I think it'd have too negative an impact.
I agree.
So
completely. Dead quick then before we move on. Yeah. Who are we picking? Who do we think they're going to play? Paul Walter Hauser, I think, is clearly going to play Mole Man.
Fantastic Four is one of the lesser Marvel shows that I ever watched, so I don't actually know as much about them as I do about a lot of the other Marvel characters.
I thought
so, but I mean, my knowledge goes as far as the characters we've already stated, so I don't know anybody else.
So I think some people are thinking that Natasha Lyonne might play Alicia Masters, who is Ben Grimm's partner, girlfriend.
Right,
she's blind.
Oh, okay.
So again, that would be not that Natasha Lyonne's blind and she has played the blind character before, but that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah.
But I'm also thinking, and I think I mentioned this to you as well, we're in an alternate reality with this Fantastic Four. We're in a different timeline.
Yeah.
And I quite like the idea of these people playing variants of characters we've already seen in the MCU.
Yeah.
It's already been made a point that they are the only superheroes in their timeline.
Right.
I think I've read that anyway. So I'd like to think, mate, like John Malkovich.
Like a powerless somebody.
Yeah, John Malkovich as an old Tony Stark who never became Iron Man.
Yeah.
Natasha Lyonne as, I don't know, Wanda Maximoff. Do you know what I mean? Anybody.
Yeah.
Something like that, just giving them variants. But clearly they can't be cameos. They've got to be big roles.
Yeah.
But I would expect it's not going to be long before we start finding out who these people are actually playing. But I'm excited. I've got a rumor now. So Steve Rogers rumor, big Steve Rogers rumor from My Time to Shine Hello. So again, take it with a pinch of salt. He has said, or they have said anyway, that there is a Steve Rogers limited series in development for Disney Plus, and it's going to be him returning the Infinity Stones from the end of Endgame.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
I would have loved this 4 years ago.
Yeah.
When was Endgame? 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, this would have been great 4 years ago. Now it just feels like we should have made this.
Shoehorned in.
Yeah, it feels like a little bit of desperation, because it's like, well, we should have made this, but we didn't because we had this new plan for Disney Plus with all these new superheroes.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh crap, what would people like? People said they would want this. Let's bring that back. I'm not convinced it's entirely true, to be perfectly honest, but I just don't think time-wise it's great.
Yeah.
And I'd also be surprised if they had the budget for it.
Yeah.
And I know Disney's got like infinite money, clearly. Do some McDonald's Happy Meals deals and you get loads of money from that.
Yeah.
But I just think you'd have to get everybody back. I don't want it doing on the cheap if they're going to do it.
Yeah.
I want to see Chris Hemsworth in it. I want to see Chris Pratt in it, because he crossed paths with them and he would have to cross paths with them.
Yeah.
I don't want it just to be, oh, he's just missed Thor and we've got him dealing with a load of B characters.
Or the back of a lookalike's head or something.
I don't want that. I don't want that. If you're going to do it, it needs to be 100% maximum effort.
Yeah, 100%.
Another bit of news that we got this week. We got loads of news out of the Disney Upfront event, event. So the biggie was the Agatha final title reveal.
Yeah.
So
I've got to admit, right?
Yeah,
if this was completely planned out from the beginning.
It wasn't.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was.
I think it was. I don't think it was at all.
I think it's just been a happy coincidence and someone's just gone, you know how we cocked this up before?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I genuinely think the first three names. So originally it was announced as House of Harkness.
Yeah.
Then it changed to Coven of Chaos.
Yeah.
And then it changed to the Darkhold Diaries.
Yes.
I think they were legit.
I think they were legit.
Idea we wanted
because this lying and the wardrobe thing.
That was too far.
It didn't. It wasn't close enough to the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe for it to work.
Yeah.
And so for me, I just went, if that's a real thinking title, someone needs to be shot.
Yeah, no,
because it was awful.
No.
So then obviously, like, literally about a day after that we got the Upfront.
Yeah.
And then it was Agatha all along, and I was like, okay, funny, but I don't think it was.
No, I think they're just covering their arse now. But I think they've done a good job. It
worked.
Luckily, with the IP that they've got there, this works perfectly for them.
And Catherine Hahn, like,
Yeah, she's amazing.
She just gets away with it because she's fab.
I wasn't excited for this. You know I wasn't that excited for this. And just seeing that trailer with all the different titles and then Agatha All Along coming up on the screen and the tune kicking
in,
I was instantly like, okay, go on then. I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
Do you know
it
what?
It just brought me back to just good old WandaVision.
Hahn.
She's amazing.
Like, and I'll enjoy anything that she's in. So I'm really not upset about it in any way.
I was never upset about it, but it just felt like we were stretching and trying to drag out an IP that didn't need to be. But now I'm more for it. I'm looking forward to the cast, particularly Aubrey Plaza as well, because she's fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and good. The stuff that she's done over the years, I mean, she's written a book about a witch, hasn't she?
Yes.
And did you see her promo stuff for all of that?
No.
When she was basically like acting like a
witch. Oh, yeah, you told me about it.
And it just made me laugh so much. And I was like, it just makes sense that they've now cast her
in
the thing about witches.
Yeah.
So I'm well into it.
And she's, I don't think I've ever seen...
Because did you see the other thing when they did that video with him? Oh, what's his name? Finn Wolfhard. What's his name?
Finn Wolfhard.
Yeah. When they were sacrificing him.
No.
And there was a load of witches and Aubrey Plaza.
You showed it me. Yeah.
And it just made me laugh so much. And then the next thing that I saw was the announcement that she was going to play a character in this. So I'm really
I think the other thing is, she does nuts really, really well. She comes across as a complete lunatic. And even when I've seen her in actual interviews playing
herself.
But like
a calm lunatic. Yeah, but that's the thing. And it's so different to, like, a lot of people, when they're a lunatic, they play it chaotic.
Yeah.
But she's got this scary calmness to it.
But I like it. She's going to do really well.
Yeah,
so do I. So we got some other announcements up front as well. So we got new logos for Ironheart and Daredevil Born Again.
I'm still not feeling Ironheart.
I'm not feeling Ironheart.
I've got to be honest.
I saw the big reveal for Agatha and I thought, amazing. You know, won me back around.
Yeah.
Daredevil, we'll talk about that in a second. I was on board with that throughout.
Yeah.
And then Ironheart, and it was a bit like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
If we're going to have this. I kind of think that if we're going with Agatha, what they've done with X-Men, which we'll talk about, if they're going with Agatha, which I am on board with, Daredevil's fantastic as well. It sounds like they've done a few changes to Daredevil as well, which we'll talk about. I've got a bit more confidence in Ironheart.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking that they're going to do something special with it, but I'm just not 100%.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% there yet.
No, I get it.
But yeah, so we got new logos for both of them.
Yeah.
We've been told that both of them are coming next year.
Yes.
So they're both going to be 2025. Daredevil's going to be in March 2025. No set date yet. Oh, go back. Sorry. Agatha All Along is the 18th of September.
Yes.
Two episode premiere.
Yeah.
We'll obviously cover that on the show. Sticking with Wednesdays, because there was a bit of talk about moving days.
Yeah,
sticking with Wednesdays.
Okay.
So Daredevil, March 2025. 9 episodes.
On Daredevil?
Originally told last year it was going to be 18 episodes.
Oh, so do you reckon they've split it into two series?
I believe they have gone right back to the drawing board with this. We talked about this a few months ago.
Yeah, I remember.
They've gone right back to scratch.
Have they?
Charlie Cox said that they're going a lot closer to Netflix's Daredevil than the Daredevil that we saw in She-Hulk and what was originally planned for that character.
Right.
Which is only a good thing.
Yeah,
completely a good thing, definitely. They did
Daredevil, the original series on Netflix was a sound series.
Yeah, it was great.
So I don't think I finished it yet, though.
I haven't finished it. I think I've got to the end of season two.
I think I'm about the same.
But I think it was in that time where there was just too much Marvel content.
Yeah.
And they lost track of it.
Yeah, I
think I'll definitely give it a go before.
I'll try and finish it before.
Because
if they are getting it closer, and with them saying that it does follow on from it now, that, you know, all the all of the Netflix stuff is now officially canon. Because they did all of that, didn't they? They said it.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm sure they've come out since and said that they're now making it officially canon.
That's not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
It doesn't need to be. I think they're okay retconning a couple of bits.
They've now released them on Disney Plus, haven't they?
Yeah,
as well?
They are on Disney Plus.
So
it's all
fallen in line as part of that. I think when they decided to shift it onto to Disney Plus, that's when they've confirmed it.
Okay.
So
it's not a bad thing.
No, not at all. It just means that chances are stuff is going to follow on. So I just want to make sure that I'm up to date with it
This is the other thing. So it was kind of revealed, nothing officially stated or what it means, but when they showed the logos and they talked about Daredevil and they talked about Ironheart and even Agatha, they are now back under the Marvel Television brand rather than Marvel Studios.
Okay.
So we've now got Marvel Studios,
yeah,
Marvel Animation, X-Men, etc. And we've now got Marvel Television again, which is what all the Netflix shows were under. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Cloak and Dagger, and The Runaways, all that sort of stuff. So it's full details are coming, apparently, but it's being discussed. And what most people are thinking is that you're not going to have to watch all the Marvel TV shows now to make sense of the movies, which is kind of what they've done with it.
Yeah.
Great idea.
It's much better idea. But
it felt like a good idea to have them all as one at the start.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
No.
Trial and error, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They had a go. They tried something new that no one had ever done before, and it just didn't work. And again, you know, you've got to give them the flowers. It's gone to the point where they've gone, sorry guys, we cocked that up, it didn't work properly, let's go back to this. So I'm okay with it. I'm okay with the odd cameo. I'm okay with them going back and forth a little bit, but I think the idea that I don't have to watch every Marvel TV series to follow the movies is only a good thing.
Definitely.
I think that's an absolutely boss idea. Last couple of bits of news. Spider-Man Noir live action series, have you heard about this?
No.
Okay, so we last saw Spider-Man Noir in the Spider-Verse movie.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're now getting a live action series coming to Amazon Prime starring Nick Cage in live action as Spider-Man Noir. Shut up, Panny. That's amazing.
I know.
So it's only called Noir. It's not called Spider-Man Noir. It's called Noir.
Right.
The story of an aging and down on his luck private investigator in 1930s New York who is forced to grapple with his past life as the city's one and only superhero. So I'm guessing it's going to go down like a gritty, retired Spider-Man who's now trying to not be Spider-Man but still be a hero by being a detective.
Right.
I kind of like it. It's all going to be in black and white, isn't it, thinking about it?
That's what I'm thinking.
I'm a little bit sold on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to have that like Gotham-y vibe to it.
I'll probably watch it, but I just don't know if I'm going to be sold by it.
So showrunners, Steve Lightfoot, who was the showrunner on The Punisher, and Oren Uziel from 22 Jump Street.
Okay.
Decent project.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I think that's going to be good.
I'm just not... Mate, you know I'm not a Nick Cage fan.
Why?
I don't know. I just... It just plays the same thing all the time. The only things that I've seen where I've enjoyed a Nick Cage film is Kick-Ass. Mm. But I feel like he was really out of his comfort zone in that. I feel like he did something different.
I think that'll be the sort of character that you'll get in this noir.
Well, he best had.
Yeah, we don't want crazy like Renfield Dracula. Do you know what I mean? We want a serious.
No, but there's a perfect point. I really enjoyed Renfield, but I just.
Have you seen?
But I did.
Have you seen the movie that you did with Pedro Pascal?
Yeah. So this is
was good.
I said two movies. Okay. And that was the other one.
Yeah.
So Kick-Ass and that one. They were the two where I was like, okay, he's funny.
Nick Cage used to be good. He did. If you look at
take your word for it.
No, he did, genuinely.
No, so everyone's told me about one particular movie. What's it called?
Dunno. Con Air. Not Con Air.
Yeah.
He's good in Con Air, but he's shit in Con Air at the same time. But that's just the character and the role. Again. Right. Watch The Rock. The Rock's great with Sean Connery. Nick Cage was a good actor, and then Nick Cage lost all his money and just had to do anything that he was given. Didn't lose all his money, spent all his money on crap. Had to do anything.
Say crack then?
Maybe, potentially. We didn't say that though. First live show, and we get sued. And he'll come after us because he needs money.
Yeah. We've got none.
We've got none.
I'm just telling you now.
Look at this.
It's not a thing. I'm in my third bedroom. With the shittest stuff on
my little sister's laptop. Don't bother coming after us, Nick. But no, do you know what? He was good. He ran out of money and he was just doing anything. And I kind of think he's had his little bit of a renaissance period now. And he's probably got the money coming back in. So he's being a little bit more selective about his roles.
Yeah.
And I think that's only a good thing. Last bit of news, The Boys renewed for season 5 already.
Oh, I know, I saw that.
Can't wait. We are a month away.
Yeah.
Less than a month.
June 13th.
12th or 13th.
Something like that. Yeah.
We'll be covering that on the show.
Oh, I cannot wait.
We are going back to weekly coverage. We are covering The Boys weekly. Maybe live on YouTube. I don't know. We'll see how the rest of this episode pans out. But yeah, we'll be covering The Boys weekly. Yeah. Can't wait.
So excited for Jeffrey Dean Morgan as well.
Yeah, I just can't wait to see
it. It's going to be so good.
Just, even the trailer looks absolutely phenomenal.
It looks batshit crazy.
I can't wait for this.
But I'm so excited for it.
I can't wait for this.
It'll be so good.
Right, news is done. Should we talk?
I'm right. I wasn't going to do this, but I've just seen a comment, and it's
I can't see the comments.
Jess has just said, "I feel like Nick is always trying to gaslight us into thinking Nicolas Cage is a good actor."
He is a good actor.
It is 100% gaslighting.
It's not. No, it He's not a good actor 100%. Now. He was good.
Mm, okay,
he was good. Watch The Rock. The Rock's good.
It's just because you share the same name. You just want to give.
It is, yeah. Somehow get royalties.
Yeah.
Go away, Jesse. No, don't really. Right, we're talking X-Men 97.
Yes.
Finale. I feel like we should touch very briefly on the series because we've not covered this since. No. Was there a 2-episode premiere?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Yeah. I think so. We covered episode 1 and 2.
Yeah.
We've sort of talked briefly about it. We've not really gone into detail though because we didn't want to spoil
it. Like last week, yeah, we didn't
want to spoil
it.
Last week, we didn't go
into
detail. There was so much to say about last week's, but we didn't talk about it in massive detail. We'll break down the episode, the finale, a little bit because there was a lot that went on.
Yeah.
So many things that we need to talk about in that finale. It was nonstop.
Yeah.
But the series as a whole, before we break down the finale, what have you thought of it?
The best thing to come out of Marvel since COVID.
I would agree. I don't think it had the strongest of starts.
I feel
episode
like
episode 1 and 2. Were great.
I feel like you had to reintroduce it though, so I feel like there was a bit of build on the story, but the payout at the end was just unbeatable.
Was it 10 episodes?
Yes.
So I would say episode 1 and 2, great.
Yeah.
3, 4, and 5, okay, and then it just went mental.
Built
episode 6.
And built and built.
Yeah.
And then
these last 3 episodes,
yeah,
I've just been
the 3-part has just been insane. Like I'm so impressed with what they've accomplished just in that one.
It's easily comfortably the best Marvel product in the last 5 years. It's the best thing since Endgame.
Yeah.
Oh, No Way Home was good as well.
No Way Home was good.
I think it's definitely up there, top 3. Top 2 potentially.
100% best TV.
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say it's actually better than like even Loki, right, listen, WandaVision. I love them.
I love them, but a cartoon moved me emotionally and had me literally sitting on the edge of my seat and gasping out loud.
Yeah.
Like this had twists, it had emotion, and it's just the writing was brilliant on it. And I just don't think you can fault it at all.
I think the thing that it's got that familiarity about it, clearly, because we watched it as kids. And it's one of those perfect moments where you can take something, you can have it all that nostalgia, but again, they've not just given us the same thing we had when we were kids. It's we've said this before, it's completely catered to 35, 34, almost 35, to 40-year-olds.
Almost 34?
Almost 34. I thought you were 34 already.
No.
Okay. Sorry. Live on camera. It's catered to that age range, though. It's catered to mid-30s to mid-40s. It's catered to everybody who used to watch this as a kid, but it's not pandering to them. It's not making it kiddie. I've watched this with Jake. We sat there and watched the finale last night, and he loves it. He really enjoys it, but it's not made for him. He can enjoy it, but it's made for us.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's why it's absolutely smashed out of the park.
Yeah.
Completely. Should we talk about this actual episode then?
Yeah,
let's talk the finale.
Well, I think if we need to talk about this episode, we have to talk about the last 10 seconds of the last episode as well.
Talk us through the end of the last episode.
So obviously we had Magneto doing his usual. Let's be honest, doing his usual. He's seen his backside because he knows that mutants are seen as less than humans and all that kind of stuff. I actually really liked the story arc all the way through, to be honest. And I know it's the same story arc that we tend to get about Magneto, in that he does make a veiled effort to kind of cohabit with humans. And then the humans do something stupid out of fear, and he turns around and goes, "Well, you clearly all hate us, so I'm going to stick my middle finger up and attack." And that's kind of where we got to, but it was
and he pulled the adamantium out of Wolverine.
So this is where I was going with it. So Wolverine tried to stop him, and he dug his claws straight through Magneto, first of all, which that was one of my gasps.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane. Like no one's ever got that far before. No, and then his reaction, and essentially just ripping the adamantium out of Wolverine, I was like, have they actually just done this?
Yeah.
Like, my jaw was on the floor. I thought it was the most amazing
yeah, kind of brilliant
cliffhanger ending for like the what's it called, the one before the penultimate.
There you go.
I was going somewhere completely different.
Should have let you go for a little bit longer.
For the penultimate episode. And I was just like, I've got back to the point where I've gone, I cannot wait a week to watch this. Like, it's physically painful to have to wait that long to watch it.
Try waiting a year for the next episode. Right now.
No, but that's perfect. That's what we want. This is what we had before COVID, before we started changing the way we kind of experience TV and movies and stuff like that. That's what we had. We had to wait a week for the next episode and stuff. All of this binging only really started during COVID because we were stuck at home with nothing else to do. We couldn't leave the houses.
Yeah.
So people were getting stuff onto the screens for us so that we had something new to watch all the time. And we've become spoiled with that. And I think kind of the next generation is wanting everything here and now. Whereas I hate, but I love the anticipation of waiting for the next week to be able to see how it turns out.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't feel like with every other Marvel project, it feels like the entire project teased something all the way through.
Yeah,
and the payoff wasn't very good.
Yeah,
and then it teased, and it was like all—it's like the whole of WandaVision was to give us a tease at the end of WandaVision for what might come, and the whole of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, the payoff wasn't great, and it gave us a tease for what might come.
My end of Falcon and the Winter Soldier will always, hands down, be better.
What will?
My ending for Falcon the Winter Soldier.
Oh yeah, exactly. Remember? It is better. But with X-Men 97,
yeah.
I feel like I've not had closure on the series, but I feel like I've got enough from the series.
Yeah.
But it still teased me for the next series. Yeah. Where I am, I can't wait for season two.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not disappointed with the ending of season one.
No, not at all.
I think that's quite a rare thing, especially for recent Marvel.
Yeah.
But it's given us just enough.
Yeah.
Probably a little 100%. Bit more. I think it's actually given us a little bit more than enough, to be perfectly honest.
And I kind of love that. I don't want to talk about it yet because obviously it's the end of the episode.
Yeah, so we'll go through it.
But that's something that I really want to come back to because it didn't end where I thought it was going to end.
No, it didn't.
That's
either.
What I liked.
No. Okay.
So obviously we literally start the episode going straight back into the chaos. So it's about them escaping, trying to escape Magneto.
We get into the bar first.
Oh God, yeah.
It's Xavier in it.
Yeah,
which threw me. It threw me as well. What's going on? I went straight to flashback first.
Yeah.
And then we go off on one that it's not flashback. It's Charles inside Magneto's head.
Yeah.
Trying to basically get him to really reverse the EMP, which is basically what he did. He can't get him to do it. He's fighting against it, and then in the end, he reverses the EMP.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, they've done such a good job of building this story up that it's not the EMP has caused basically the apocalypse.
Yeah.
But if you reverse that apocalypse, you start in a Sentinel apocalypse.
Yeah.
And it's like it's done such a good job of building the story to the point where it's like
you're damned if you don't. Yeah. And
again, through all the intricacies through the entire series build into that. So it's not just we're going to throw this in at the very end.
Yeah.
It's built it up right to it. And it doesn't feel out of place or feel silly or stupid or anything like that.
No,
just such a good setup for it and a payoff. Even though this wasn't the payoff, such a good setup to it.
Yeah.
We then get the cameos.
Yes.
All the cameos.
Everything.
Bastion does this monologue, which to be fair is a good baddie monologue.
It's
a good super villain monologue. And again, it's one of them things where you get where he's coming from, but he's bad. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's all justifiable. There's logic to it. And then, cameos. We've got... Who did we get?
We got Daredevil.
We got Daredevil.
We got Captain America again.
And Iron Man. Yeah, in the White House, protecting the president.
Yep. We got Wanda and Quicksilver, I believe.
We did. We got them on the boat later.
Yeah, we came back
to the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Wanda and Quicksilver.
Who else did we get?
We didn't get Spidey then.
We got Spidey later. But not a Spidey.
Not a Spidey. We'll come back to that one.
Yeah.
There was
a guy in a cape and I didn't know
who that
was. Cloak and Dagger.
Okay. Cloak and Dagger. So the guy in a cape and the girl. The girl.
Okay, yeah.
Cloak and Dagger. We got Doctor Strange.
We did get Doctor Strange.
We got Black Panther.
Yes.
And all his gods.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of them. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there were loads of other people as well. Oh, Psylocke was in there.
Yeah.
So Psylocke, and there were loads of other people who, I'll be honest, I just don't recognize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of recognize them, but I don't know exactly who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, just
it was impressive.
But again, it was a bit like, let's
90% of them didn't even speak. It was just seeing them in that moment. But I enjoyed it.
Like, it was let's just throw loads of nostalgia at you.
Yeah.
But in certain circumstances, that works. And yeah, it gives enough substance to the other 95% of the show. I'm quite happy for them to just throw in characters just so that we sit there and go, ooh. It's not like you're building the entire project on it. It's just giving us those extra little bits, which again was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And then at the end of Bastion's monologue, just after he's got Cable.
Yes.
Hasn't he? And Mr. Sinister's basically got complete control of him.
Yeah.
And then we get the Phoenix.
Yes.
Which I knew it was coming. I still don't understand how it happened.
No.
If I'm really honest. But it was.
She literally said immense. Her love for Nathan basically unlocked the Phoenix to come back.
There was like a little bit of Phoenix in her, and that unlocked
residue.
It.
Residue.
Yeah, residue. Phoenix residue.
That's gross.
Inside
her.
No.
Oh, no. Don't like it.
Oh, look, you can see it now. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But the way they did the Phoenix wasn't like I thought they'd do it. It was fire and water together.
Yeah,
it just looked wicked, for lack of a better way of saying it.
It was really cool.
It just looked good. The power that she sort of put across, like Bastion, like no one's been able to touch this dude, and she just grabbed them out of thin air.
Yes.
She pulled the mutant DNA out of Mr. Sinister.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
It was
again,
so cool.
This big bad who they've been fighting all season.
Yeah.
And she just ripped him to pieces, literally.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing with Morph.
That was so funny.
I love that.
Like, I laughed so much at that. And the fact that he changed, but he gave him a bigger head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it was just, it was brilliant.
Just to push it.
Yeah.
To push it a little bit more.
It was so funny. Yeah. So, so good.
Absolutely amazing. Again, and just like a little thing that they just threw in there. Like, he could have easily seen himself in the reflection in the water. Do you know what I mean? And they went that way with Morph.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. So then we got Bastion. I don't quite understand how he did this. He like transformed. He ripped off Cable's arm.
Yeah,
and he like used it to transform himself.
Yeah, I didn't really
didn't get
that.
What was going on.
No,
it's the most 90s thing I've ever seen in my life.
Was it just him?
Apart from something else that's later on in the episode,
was it just that he manipulated the machinery? Getting away with it?
Yeah, it's like because he's a technopath, isn't he? So he's got complete control over machinery and everything like that. And I think what he's done is he has taken what is a super powerful piece of machinery
it's
from the future, and he's basically just used that to enhance himself.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so proper, like full-on 90s. I loved it. As it was happening, I was just like, it just looked, the animation style, the fact that it was happening, the look of the character when he turned into it.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get shows like this anymore. And I know this isn't a kid's show, but even Jake, when he was watching it, was like, Dad, this is boss. I was like, this is the sort of cartoon we used to get when we were kids. Not as adult as this.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not far off from
a million miles away.
It's not. No. And if you look at the cartoons that kids get now.
I think the consequences are a little bit heavier now.
Yes.
Than they've been in the past.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like, but that, again, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, it needs
It's a little bit more realism.
Exactly, yeah.
Which I like.
But shows were still darker when we were kids. Cartoons cartoons when we were kids. Characters died, not very often, but characters died, characters got shot.
But even then, 50% of the time, they came back
in some way. First thing that comes to mind, Optimus Prime, the death of Optimus Prime, do you know what I mean? You've killed off your main character.
Yeah, yeah.
Purely to bring him back.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's a kid's cartoon. And to be fair, that's kind of, apart from Gambit, it feels like what's happened in this entire series, but I don't, it doesn't upset me.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it still feels like there's consequences.
Yeah, yeah.
There. So Bastion transforms into this big robo eagle dude and then goes straight for Asteroid M.
Yes.
So plan is take the gravity core out of Asteroid M, crash it, Ice Age.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
And then we get Rogue and Sunspot fighting him.
Oh, Rogue.
Rogue.
In that moment.
His name was Gambit.
Yeah.
She says, that was amazing.
Just phenomenal.
The whole fight.
And seeing the full power of Rogue nice to see.
Yeah.
I feel like she's not used enough at times.
No,
I feel like since Genosha, like, we really started to see how badass she was. Yeah. And then we got this at the end, and yeah. I was like, fair play
let
to
loose,
her.
Completely.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
The animation.
When he started strangling her, I thought she might have gone.
No, I did as well.
I yeah. really thought
but that's
we might
the consequences.
I know, and that, but that's
sitting watching a cartoon.
Now that we've seen Gambit die,
yeah,
like, it could happen. I'm now worried that yeah, things yeah. might happen. It's not just going to be a, oh, it'll be a happy ever after type of thing.
I know. And there were a few moments in this where it was yeah. like, that person could die now, that person could die yeah. now. It could actually happen. The whole animation style of that fight, it was about 20 seconds.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Just yeah, the way yeah. that it was animated. And again, it felt like a really old, I can keep saying 90s. It did just feel like a really old 90s cartoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the animation,
they
put a lot of effort into making it look crap.
Yeah, I must admit, the one thing that I thought we were going to get that we didn't.
What?
So, Storm. So in the last yeah. episode, she got plopped in the water, didn't she?
Plopped.
Yeah.
Plopped.
Yeah, just water. Plopped in the water. And then we didn't see her straight away in the next episode.
Okay.
But she was, I think she was basically taken by Bastion or something, or Mr. Sinister. Yeah. I can't remember. I thought we were going to get a tsunami.
Yeah, we didn't get much of Rogue in that Rogue Storm in this episode.
I thought, because we see Storm do lightning, we see her do thunder, we see her do wind. Mm-hmm. And I just thought a bit of manipulation of the actual water from kind of weather
yeah,
type
yeah,
stuff.
I get what you mean.
So I thought, is she going to come in with a massive wave behind her or something like that and trying to, like, I thought that would have been brilliant and it yeah. didn't happen. And it was the one thing where I was like, oh,
but she did.
I would love to see that.
She had, I feel like most of the team had their moment in this.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Series. Not all of them.
No.
But most of the team had their moment throughout the series.
Yeah.
And Storm had already had quite
Storm's was that internal one with the.
And in the first episode.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
Omega
yeah.
level threat with the Sentinels. Do you know yeah. what I mean? So I was okay with it.
Yeah.
It was noticeable.
Yeah.
But I was all right with it.
Yeah. yeah.
Something else we get, because a few more bits before the fight continues. So
yeah.
we get the president having to make this decision to yes. launch nukes at Asteroid M, basically.
Yeah.
It's a cartoon.
I know.
And I've got President Kelly sat there with Steve Rogers trying to convince him not to launch nuclear missiles at this big asteroid with
yeah,
people
yeah.
on it. And he's having to make the decision. And clearly he makes the decision to fight to blow it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Which then they talk about at the very end of the episode. It's like he's under a lot of pressure now for nearly causing the end of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Launch nukes. But again, just a small thing. They didn't even have to include it, but it just made it feel like there was more of a consequence
yeah.
to what was going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
definitely.
We then... Oh, we got... Right, this is where we get more of Xavier and Magneto.
Yes.
So this is where they are... He's trying... Oh, he's like drowning, I
yeah.
think, isn't
they're
he?
In the bar. The water's
coming in.
They're in
the bar.
The
water's coming in, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And we see the boat.
Yeah.
And Rogue's on the boat.
Yes.
He's saying basically these are the people who you've sort of...
shaped you kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you've put there out of the way as like a protection for them
yeah.
as well, I saw it. So you got Rogue.
Yeah.
You had Scarlet Witch and
Quicksilver
in the background.
And apparently faces. Polaris.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's it. Okay, I didn't know who it was.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
know. I literally paused it, had a good look, couldn't figure out who it was.
I think it's Polaris.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know who that is.
But my question.
Yeah.
Mystique, where the hell is she?
Where is Mystique?
Where is she? Especially because I thought that she had a bond with Magneto. So
she
if
did.
It was about people who have shaped him, I would have thought she'd have been on that boat as well.
Yeah.
And that it so it really felt like it was missing for me.
It's the fact that she just wasn't in this series.
No, she wasn't at all.
There was,
and I don't know why.
There was mention made of her because of obviously Nightcrawler and Rogue.
Yeah.
But we didn't see her.
No, we didn't.
But then are we going to find out that we did?
What, do you think she's been someone
yeah,
this whole time?
I wouldn't be. I think they'd be missing a trick if we didn't find out in season two that she's been someone.
Imagine if she
time.
Was Morph.
I did think that at first. I thought that at first. But then,
be the easiest one to pretend to be,
it
wouldn't
would
it?
Would be, but I don't know if she can do the powers. Because you know when Morph transforms, like,
yeah,
Morph
yeah.
gets like Mr. He turned into Mr. Fantastic. He turned
yeah,
into
yeah.
Hulk in the previous episode.
When he was able
and
to
I
use
don't
their,
think
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
get the impression Mystique can use those powers.
Yeah.
But maybe President Kelly. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe somebody in there. I don't know. But yeah, I'll be surprised yeah. if she just wasn't in that series because she's such a big character.
Yeah.
Maybe just people just got sick of her because she became like the face of the X-Men.
Yeah.
In the movies.
Yeah.
In the
yeah,
latest
yeah.
movies
maybe.
Anyway. And she just wasn't that character either. That was
yeah.
too far of a push for her.
Yeah.
To be
yeah.
like the main hero.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. We then got Jubilee versus Bastion.
Yes.
And I literally, as it started, I said to Jake, what the hell is Jubilee going to do?
Well,
and then she went, I said, she's going to throw fireworks at him. And then Bastion
the
says
of
it.
July.
And she goes, haha, like I've not heard that one before. And then just proceeds to absolutely annihilate this dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, like, this is the most 90s thing
honestly,
I've ever seen.
Honestly, I felt very Lizzo at this point because I was like, it's about damn time.
No, yeah, like, she's done something. But do you know what? If they're gonna, if it's gonna take all this time for her to actually do something constructive,
yeah,
this is the one to go against, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
They're sitting there saying that this dude is like the pinnacle of the future. It's the future of mutants, is the future of humans, machines, everything. And she's just beat the pulp out of him, basically.
Yeah.
And the look of him, the mangled look of him when she's finished with him. Again, dead dark for a car. I keep going back to dead dark for a kids' TV series, not a kids' TV series.
Yeah, yeah.
It reminded me of, like, again, in the 90s, when you used to watch, like, the animes.
Yeah, yeah.
That sort of thing, like Fist of the North Star and stuff like that. It had that sort of a feel to it, like it was pushing that boundary a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. And again, absolutely loved it. We got the Trojan Sentinel.
We did.
With Beast and Storm.
We also got, just going back to that fight as well, we also got the introduction of him with his superhero name, Sunspot, as well.
Oh, was that when we got fight? Yeah, the first time we heard Sunspot?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
I think it might have been,
I don't think he's had a mutant name so far.
No.
And he actually said Sunspot. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to figure out what his power is.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know it was kind of solar power. I was wondering whether it was like antimatter or...
He was in Days of Future Past.
Right, okay.
So you know when the Sentinels attack at the start of Days of Future Past?
Yeah.
He's one of those. And you get him fighting one Sentinel and Bobby's fighting another Sentinel.
Right,
and because
okay.
the Sentinels are linked, the Sentinel fighting Bobby takes the ice power from Bobby and transfers it to the dude fighting Sunspot and freezes Sunspot.
And
melts Bobby because they like swap powers between them.
Yeah.
So that's how they do it.
Okay.
He was in Thingy as well. He was in...
it's been a while since I saw
New Mutants.
Okay.
Do you remember that shocking film that we watched with the werewolf girl?
I've been blocking it
and
out.
And the big bear.
I have been blocking it out.
The big giant, huge, massive CGI bear and the little dragon. Such a weird movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we got the Trojan Sentinel, and then we got, which was probably the...
Beast was hilarious, by the way, when it opened.
I was about to say he was like... a beast, but he was.
It was just so funny the way I can't even remember what it was he said, but I just remember laughing out loud at his little intro when it opened up.
But then it went dark.
It did.
With Cable, in the canteen, or the diner.
Yeah.
And Scott and Jean showing up.
Yes.
That hit me like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, yeah, that was difficult to watch.
And again, you've got basically saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Which made me think these could die now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was literally like, this could be it for Scott and Jean, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
How you've gone from in a cartoon of a kids' TV show, you've gone from Fist of the North Star graphic animated violence to now starting to tear up over this dude telling his son goodbye and he's proud of him and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that he got to see his eyes for the first time, he's never seen his eyes. That was like, it was heavy.
It was heavy. It
and
was
again,
really
it's a
heavy.
Cartoon.
I know.
It was just dead, dead good.
But it was so good, yeah.
And
so
then that fight that ensued after that, Scott fighting Bastion.
Yeah.
Again, amazing.
Yeah.
Just so well paced, so well structured.
Yeah.
So I think at that point as well, that's when we see Peter Parker.
Yeah, and MJ.
So we see Peter and MJ.
Yeah.
Which is a big thing because in Spider-Man, the cartoon, Peter lost MJ.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the end of the series. He loses her. There's a fight with... Dormammu.
In a mall.
So Dormammu. No, just can't find her. She's been shopping for hours. I don't know what shop she's in. So I think in the end of Spider-Man, correct me if I'm wrong, people, they're fighting Dormammu.
Right.
Which is the baddie from Doctor Strange.
Yes.
And Venom's involved.
Right.
And they end up having to send this dude like back through hell, through a portal.
Yeah.
And Venom ends up going through and sacrificing himself to take Dormammu out.
Yeah.
And somehow MJ ends up going through as well and Pete loses
it. Oh, no way.
Yeah. And that's the end. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And that's how it ended. it ended on a cliffhanger. Yeah. And he never got the next series. So everyone's making a big deal of it because he's found her. I don't know how, but he's found her. I want to see how he found her.
Has he found her, or is this before that happened, maybe?
I would assume it's after. This is after.
Okay.
I mean, it could be. I don't know. Yeah. I suppose it could be that. Yeah, it could be after it happened or before it happened. Maybe. Hopefully not, though. Hopefully he's found her and we are going to find out what's happened.
How?
With a Spider-Man 98. Yeah, somehow. Yeah, but we need that. But that we definitely need it now. Then Magneto wakes up.
Yes.
Magneto lives. Doesn't he like, come out and say, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, sort of thing. Big thing. You're on camera.
I know, yeah. I forgot.
Devastated. I love being on camera. Magneto lives.
Yes.
He stops. The missiles have hit. It's coming down.
They've started to hit.
They've hit.
Oh, yeah. They've hit.
Coming down. Before that happened, I genuinely thought all these X-Men might die.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah, I know
it's the X-Men show.
Yeah.
I thought all these X-Men might die, and this might lead us into a new team of X-Men for another series. That's where I thought this could potentially go. It didn't. He saved the day. And then, poof, Asteroid M vanished.
Yes.
And we know where, because I was sitting there thinking, where the hell have they gone?
So this is where I thought the episode was going to end.
I thought the episode was
so I thought we were just going to see that it disappeared and that was it.
And I still would have been okay with that.
Yeah, no, I'd have been absolutely fine with it.
And this is where it all got like, I've got more than I needed.
Yeah.
But in a good way, because it teased even more.
Yeah.
Not only have I now got a tease as to where the X-Men ended up.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got, so we split them.
Yes.
We split the X-Men. We see Forge.
Which is also really cool, by the way. Yeah. I like that they've been split.
Because the next series is going to be
annoyed that Scott and Jean were together again, though. I just feel like...
No, I feel like they've had a rough ride. Let's just give them... And they're both with Nathan.
I know, but...
I think it's going to be... I think it's...
We're family.
I like it. I do quite like it. I think we've seen that. Oh, they're separated.
Yeah, they come
back together. A million times, not necessarily with Scott and Jean, but that story, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I'm
okay with it. So we've got Scott and Jean, 3960 AD,
yeah,
with some lady,
yes,
Mother Maclis or something like that,
yeah,
Misa,
with their people of Maclis or whatever.
People, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And Nathan,
I don't know why I did this.
Look at the people,
here's my people,
exactly, and Nathan.
Yes.
So Nathan Summers is there.
Yes.
So that's where we're going with that.
Yeah.
Don't know what the tie-in is to Apocalypse. I'm assuming...
But Nathan was young.
Yeah. Because they sent him to the future.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know they sent him that far.
I didn't know how far they sent him, but they sent him to the future. Far. They sent him 2,000 years into the future.
OMG. Okay.
Or 1,960 years or whatever. So they've sent him twice the AD into the future. I'll get there in a minute. Long time in the future. But they've now sort of caught up with him.
Yes.
So they've got a young Nathan. They have, haven't they?
Yeah.
But they're the only people who we saw in 3960.
Yes.
They're the only two. Doesn't mean there's nobody else there.
No.
But they're the only two people we've seen.
Yeah.
Then we go, we mixed them up as we went.
Yes.
We've then got 3000 BC.
Yeah. Egypt.
Egypt. Yeah. But not our Egypt. Because it's all like futuristic. I've only just thought that. When we find out that it's in Sabinor, aka Apocalypse,
it
like pans over to the pyramids, and there's like a big futuristic dome over the top of it.
I
think Beast says something like, "Oh shit!" or something like that.
Yeah, he did. I laughed so much at that.
So
it was so good.
It's like I don't know whether it's our Egypt or whether they've done something that's ballsed up that future. Are we getting into timelines, different timelines? I don't know. We'll find out next season. But
it said BC.
No, it said 3000 BC. But it could be BC, a different timeline of BC.
Oh,
so they're in the past, maybe our past, maybe not. With Apocalypse,
yeah,
who seems to be
not quite Apocalypse yet,
yeah, and maybe good, don't know. So we've got Rogue, Nightcrawler,
yeah,
Magneto,
yes,
Charles,
Beast.
Is that it?
I think that's all we saw.
I think that's all we saw. Okay, so they're there with Apocalypse. I'm guessing that Scott and Jean are somehow those people are linked to Apocalypse as well. Yeah.
But we've not seen Jubilee. We've not seen Wolverine. We've not seen Sunspot.
Or Morph. Or Storm.
Storm as well. Yeah.
So there's a big group of people who aren't there.
So
they're either in one of those, a different timeline, or still in present day.
I'm wondering whether they're in a different timeline.
Yeah.
altogether.
Because then we
that'd be like an extra thing for us in season two.
We get a mid-credits.
Yes.
Which is actual apocalypse.
Yes.
In present day Genosha.
Yes.
Okay. So we're now on three timelines.
Yes.
So they could be there, or they could be one of those timelines, or they could be somewhere else.
Yeah.
First question, who took them there? Is it Apocalypse?
I don't know.
Because I think if it was Apocalypse pulling them through time, it would make sense that he's pulled them out of that time because they're a threat and he wants 1997 for some specific reason.
Yeah.
But also, why would he then put them with a younger version of him?
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't make sense. No. So I don't know where it's going.
But I don't know who can misplace that large out of time.
Loki.
Magic.
Don't want it to cross over with the MCU, though.
No.
I don't want an animated bit to cross over. I like the fact that this is separate.
What if it was just Alligator Loki instead?
Because maybe. I like the fact that it's separate. This is one of the. Why I love this show, because I don't need to have tried to figure out something and tie it in with She-Hulk. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Also,
it's good for what it is.
We got Bishop again.
We did get Bishop. A younger version of Bishop, I want to say.
Was he?
Yeah, he was, yeah. I think he was.
Are you sure?
Yeah, well, he had short hair. So and I know obviously just having short hair doesn't make him. Yeah, yeah. But I feel like they made him look slightly different. I feel like he looked thinner.
Oh.
And I think it's just a choice. They wouldn't just go, well, let's give him a haircut. You know what I mean? I think making it look distinctly different is to tell us that it is distinctly different.
Right.
Does that make sense? Yeah. I think. I might be wrong, but that's where I think.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Yeah. And he knew Forge.
Yeah.
Because Forge was like, who are you? And he's like, we're friends. We're just not friends yet. So he clearly knows.
Which I thought was quite cool.
I like that as well. Yeah. But that was it. Yeah. That was the series.
It was so good.
It was amazing.
And it's left us with so many questions, but in a good way. So it means that we're already going, cannot wait for the next season.
Yeah, I agree. I love it. I don't think, and I don't necessarily think this is a bad thing, because we talked about this in the X-Men movies when we did the X-Men review.
Yeah.
I kind of appreciated the fact that Wolverine wasn't the star of the show.
Yes.
It was a bit weird.
I kind of like the fact that he was out of play for the last episode.
Yeah, but I feel like we missed a little bit of a payoff on what happened with the adamantium. I like the whole thing we got with him and Morph.
Well, I wonder whether we'll find more out about that now, because they were going, please just heal. Because there was that scene with Morph and he changed into Jean.
Yeah.
Gray, didn't he?
And he said, I love you.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was Morph saying, I love you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because Morph's in love with Wolverine. You not picked up that from the entire season so far. Morph's in love with Wolverine.
Shut up.
So that was him doing him a solid by giving him the last thing he might have wanted, i.e. Jean telling him he loves him.
But
I don't think it was just creepy, I'll just tell him I love him, because that would be a bit weird.
Yeah.
I think Morph isn't. I get the impression Morph's in love with Wolverine.
Oh, that makes me sad now.
Can I say one thing about Morph? What? This isn't a derogatory thing about Morph or anything like that, because I know he's the diverse character. That sounds like really blunt. It's at no point has it felt forced.
No.
It's just felt really good and natural.
Well, I've just been oblivious.
But that was this me is in how the dating we, well, this to is how we need that. To this is how this is how we need to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this isn't me saying that Morph's been shoehorned in, whether he has or he hasn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
I remember the X-Men series, and I didn't watch all five series, or I can't remember them anyway. I don't really remember Morph.
I never remembered Morph. And then I started watching it again. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's there.
Yeah, but is he a main player?
He's been there for...
Has he? Okay, yeah. So I can't remember him.
So Morph actually started as a potential villain.
Okay.
So basically what had happened was... me teaching you something? How crazy is that? It doesn't happen very often. What had happened was... it's not going to be detailed because I can't remember that well. But essentially... Morph was with the X-Men before the series started.
Okay.
And something happened where they left him behind.
Okay.
And Morph ends up finding his way back, but is extremely bitter that they left him.
I see, okay.
And he's not great. And I think they ended up like talking him back round in the end, and then he's rejoined them and come back into the fold. It was quite a big storyline in the first season.
Okay.
I think it was like quite early on. I think it was like episode 3 or 4. That he came back in, but was bad.
Okay.
Because he was trying to be... They were all like welcoming him back in, but he was basically trying to infiltrate from the inside. Yeah, yeah.
See, to me... Do you watch Rick and Morty?
Yes.
To me, he's Mr. Poopy Butthole because he just appeared out of nowhere. I've been waiting to say that since episode two. he is. He's just appeared out of nowhere. Everyone's got all these amazing memories of him in the show and treats him like he's always been there. And to me, he's just new. And literally, episode two, I was just like, it's just Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Do you know what you said that for? For me, it makes me think more of, hi, I'm Mr. Meeseeks, look at me!
A little bit, yeah. He is just that character. He's just like part of the show that I don't remember, but everybody else seems to remember him.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to be a bad guy and just be some weird parasite, alien parasite that gets shots at the end.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, do you know what? Amazing series.
Phenomenal. Really enjoyed it, to be fair.
Cracking. Should we do... I'm going to quickly get over to this one because we normally have a break now and do an edit, but we're not going to. What am I saying?
No, I don't
know. What the listeners think?
Yes.
Should we do Pod Fans Assemble?
Yes.
Great.
Pod Fans Assemble.
When I pass it over to Anthony, if you are watching live and you want to get a Pod Fans Assemble message in, do them now, quick, while Anthony's reading the rest of them, and then we'll pull them up on the iPad in a minute.
Yeah, sounds.
Just put hashtag PodFansAssemble.
Yeah.
And we'll try and find them.
Fab. So, we asked what you thought of the finale. Let us know in the poll and drop us a comment. 0% hated it.
Amazing.
10% said it was okay.
What are you all smoking? It wasn't okay.
But an overwhelming
it wasn't okay. It was amazing.
90% loved it.
Good. You're all sane.
I think there is always going to be a 10% that you just can't fully please.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like I don't get it.
I don't.
It was amazing. I watched it as a kid,
yeah,
but not religiously. I can't really remember that much. Clearly, I can't remember more. But this was
it
was incredible.
It was really, really good. I really enjoyed it.
Like this and you don't think this was amazing, start watching Marvel stuff because it's clearly not
going
to
pick
you.
A different hobby.
It's not for you. Yeah. It's just not for you.
Hunger Games is on Netflix for only one more month.
There you
so go to that.
Go and watch that. Twilight. Try that.
Oh, God. That's gone on Disney now, hasn't it?
Has it?
Yeah. All of them have just been added to Disney.
We watched that not that long ago.
Oh, I
watched
them.
Do you know what? I think it was on Sky. Like number one, like 15 minutes in, and I watched it and I was like, God, watch them all now.
Have you watched behind the scenes of them running on the green screen treadmill on the back of a car?
But I've seen
which
it.
Is how they
I've seen a
like
TikTok of some dude like who
it's
puts his face
so
into the basketball scene.
Funny.
It's amazing. I'll show you the video.
Okay. So Geeky Nate, who's actually watching right now.
Hi, Nate.
Hi, Nate. Said, it did perfect wrapping up the core Claremont stories. Season two will be very interesting with their choice of story. My money is all the time traveling across the X-Men 7 series by the end of series two will cause an incursion.
Oh, yeah. I like
that'd be interesting.
Yeah. I think I'm impressed that Nate, you agree with where we're going with this. It's timey-wimey stuff. Wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
See, I don't watch Doctor Who, but I know that.
Emil said, excited for season two.
Me too.
Nice and simple.
That's what you need.
Exactly. Creative Control said the finale of X-Men 97 was incredible. The story and writing of this series is so powerful with an amazing depth. Performances full of heart and emotion. I'd argue this is the best thing Marvel Studios has ever produced. To Bo DeMeo and everyone who worked on this, thank you. 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
I agree. 100%.
I agree. That's us. Yeah, I'll see if we got any... I can see him on the screen. I'm blind as a bat. Like,
well, Sheldon Pink said, I didn't watch it until around 2 p.m. today due to work/tiredness. Understandable. I feel like I'm in a perpetual state of exhaustion at the moment. Anyway, it was flipping epic and an optic blast. See what he did there? An optic blast.
I like it.
Had another Nightcrawler nerdgasm watching him fight Bastion. Oh yeah, Nightcrawler fight
that
Bastion
was
as well. It somebody was
put,
really good.
Somebody put on Twitter, I saw this. It was like magic with a kick, magic with a punch. And it was. It was amazing.
I love it.
It was so true.
It was really, really good.
And to get one from Nathan as well.
Yeah, he said, I really enjoyed more on the second watch. I was a little flat on the first watch, but I think it was my fault for building my expectations so much beforehand.
Okay. Sound. Thanks,
do you know what?
I
must admit, so I've watched it once. I watched it with a friend who asks a lot of questions.
Who?
So I want to go
now
back.
You know how I feel.
How dare
you?
You
say it was you.
No, but
that's where you went, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
100%. Yeah.
So anyway, So I'm actually going to go away and watch it again, where I can just focus a little bit more on it.
I watched it. So I'd got about 20 minutes in, and
you text me. I did. 18 minutes in.
Yeah. So after I text you, I went upstairs to go for a wee, and when I got up there, Jake wasn't caught up. So Jake was watching. He was about 10 minutes into the last episode, the previous episode.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, "Come down, we'll watch that together."
Yeah.
And at no point did I feel I've just seen this, like literally just seen this. And I watched it all the way through again, and then obviously we got past the 18-minute mark.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, just loved it.
I was wondering why it took you so long to get to the end.
Yeah,
you
text
me
again.
I was like,
I had to do
"You said
you're
18 minutes in, and it's been like an hour."
I had to do the second half of the previous episode and the last episode again. But yeah, really enjoyed it. Amazing stuff.
So did I. It was brilliant. Oh, hang on. Geeky Nate said one more thing. So. Also want to say that Kevin Feige needs to pay attention and take notes from this series.
He does.
Closer adaptation of the comic stories work really well, and also script first.
Yes, exactly.
Totally.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Yeah,
we said this in Fixing the MCU.
We've said this for months.
Exactly. So before we wrap up, we'll do patron shout outs.
Yep.
So thanks to Geeky Nate. Hi, Nate. Kenneth. Hi, Kenneth. Richard, Jessica, Jess, if you're still on there as well. Avid Gamer, Sheldon, and Michael for supporting the show. Patrons get exclusive access to our bonus show, Into the Podverse, with new episodes every month. This month, we are doing Madam Web. We're going to try and record that over this weekend. It was supposed to be tomorrow. Apparently, I completely forgot.
Yeah, I was like, can we move it to Sunday? And he was like, I forgot we were doing it tomorrow.
Yeah, completely forgot. Completely forgot until I literally was starting to go through the notes as well. Yeah. So you'll probably get it done at some point this weekend. That'll be up on the Patreon. It's also available as well. You can now subscribe if you don't want to go through Patreon. You can do it through Spotify.
Yeah.
So if you listen on Spotify, you can literally sign up for the Patreon straight through there, and you can access all the episodes.
Before we finish as well, Sheldon, I might do the same as you. He's just said he might go and watch the last three episodes, and he might actually even go and binge it all and create a cinema experience.
I've got
the projector in my room, so I might just put it all on the projector and watch on the big screen in bed.
Yeah, that's a good shout. I nearly watched this on my iPad yesterday in work, and as I was about to start it, I thought, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to leave it for the big screen.
We're already getting bombed with there. I need you to send my thoughts on Madam Web. And Kenneth has said Madam Web is the worst film in years.
Well, spoilers.
What a mess.
Spoilers. I've not seen it yet. I thought it was going to be good.
Why are you lying? we're walking into a less hilarious version of Flash.
I didn't really. I thought it was going to be crap. But yeah, I'm not looking forward to watching it, but we'll watch it. The things we do for you guys. Put ourselves on bloody camera.
Not as bad as Howard the Duck. Are you sure?
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
If I don't get a naked duck in a bath, I'll be fuming.
Don't believe you. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to come back next week. I've put next week. I don't know if we're going to be here next week because it's Andy's birthday.
It is.
Thursday. Yeah. Do you know what, though? I've really enjoyed this, so we might try and figure out another day in the week.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have a think. I don't know what we're going to talk about. If not, though, we'll see you the week after.
Yeah.
If we are back the week after, we are going to be doing casting Batman.
Oh,
so
God,
we did
cast
an X-Men.
Yeah.
We enjoyed that.
Yeah,
that
did.
Went down well as well. So we're going to do a casting Batman.
Yes.
So we'll be doing Batman, Robin, Penguin, Joker, all that sort of stuff. We'll put up a list. We'll let you know who to pick for PodFans Assembled.
Oh, God, okay.
Don't forget to come back. No, not to come back. That's the week after. Don't forget to follow us on X and Instagram for the latest updates on the show and calls to action for next week's PodFans Assemble, or the week after, maybe. And if you enjoyed the show, make sure you're following us on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a rating or review on Apple or Spotify. And now, subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah,
you're reading the comments. Stop
I'm
reading
so
the comments.
Sorry, I am.
We can read them in a bit.
Danny DeVito for Batman.
Oh, it just tickled me. Sorry. Watch that though. Do you know what? It sounds better than Madam Web and the Flash. That's us though.
Fab
guys.
Yeah, thank
you
so
for
much.
Joining
really
us. Thank you for commenting throughout the episode. It's thrown Anthony completely. I can't
totally
see him,
me.
So it doesn't. It's not done anything to me, to be perfectly honest.
Not Nick for Batman at all. I'm not. We're not doing Nick Cage's Batman.
Yes.
It's not a thing.
No, even I don't want that. Even I don't want that. Other than that, though, guys, thanks for listening.
Guys.
Thanks for watching. If you're listening to this on YouTube, if you listen to this on Apple Podcasts next week, check out YouTube. You can watch us live. But yeah, we'll see you next week or the week after. Cheers, guys. See you
later.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye.